Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stay there, Leon in Australia. You're coming up after the next break. Right now, let's go straight to Florida and talk to Chris and Billy Bob, Jim, and others. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Getting the word out there. I see so many different. We see so many developments this week on Al Gore backing out of Copenhagen and Obama not delaying his trip by a week. But I'm having my suspicions about Alan Grayson. I know that he's our representative here in Florida, and he is very much against the Fed. I know that his grilling of Bernanke has been great, and he has a reputation as a fighting the war profiteers and prosecuting them. I guess I don't know much about that, but I got to talk to him today, and he was saying that CO2 levels are dangerous greenhouse gas. He was not aware of ClimateGate, and he has his own cap and trade bill, purple ideas, and his own.
Yeah, no, Grayson's good on the war. He's good on the banks. He's bad on government-run health care. He's the one saying Republicans want to kill seniors. Hey, Alan, here's CNN buried in the article. He wants to, Obama and the Democrats want to strip $42.1 billion a year out of Medicare alone, massively rationing health care, pal. That's what's going to kill old people.
And he also didn't like the idea of We Are Change members demonstrating at a Christmas parade. He wasn't specific. I assume he meant the local one here. There's a video.
No, it's none of his business. It's the First Amendment.
Oh, absolutely. And he's not even, he's very general in his allegations. But now there's maybe he's trying to detract from the attention that's gotten over 100 views now from what happened yesterday in St. Petersburg with the Tampa We Are Change. They confront the youth police, if you want to look at that. But also about Holdren, is that since he's reversed his position on bioengineering, what about changing the actual Department of Energy Atmospheric Science program? Says at the top of the page, the current focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of climate. That's in bold at the Atmospheric Science Program, Department of Energy. And, of course, they're contracting with various
universities. Do me a favor. Email Kurt at Infowars.com that headline. Yes, Holdren's first speech was about climate manipulation, climate control, and that's a whole other issue. Don't think that the global government won't engineer climate calamities as a pretext to scare the public into this global climate-based dictatorship where they play God. Great points. Good to hear from you, Chris. Billy Bob in Texas. Billy Bob, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Was the aforementioned cow passing gas, in fact, Nancy Pelosi?
Well, you know, that's the problem, is they've done studies. There are about the same amount of agrarian bovine creatures before we had buffalo and water buffalo and other things flatulating. And so to say that an animal's flatulence, that methane is bad, methane has been produced by all animals that have digestive processes. And so, again, they're saying life is bad. As the Club of Rome's own documents that we've quoted say, this is about making human life the enemy. So the globalists have an excuse to tax breathing itself.
So really, there's not a lot of difference between a cow and Nancy Pelosi, you're saying. Hey, listen, Alex. Look, you know, the globalists, you mentioned that one of their members wanted to come have a sit down with you. And that's because they realize how much millions and millions and even more millions of people love you, care for you, because you're a straight-up guy. You tell it like it is. You read their documents. And lastly, I just wonder what kept the powers that be, the globalists, from finding out about what the BBC knew for that 6 weeks.
That's a good question. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and go to Leon in Australia and others on the other side of this quick break. I'm going to run through the latest ClimateGate developments. I haven't even gotten into that yet. And a lot more on this Sunday edition. 55 minutes left.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I feel like I should have a drum roll in the background, or air raid sirens should be going off. I mean, we're on the radio talking about the head of the UN, the head of the EU, Al Gore, Gordon Brown, Barack Obama, all giving speeches, all making statements about global government is here. We will control the planet with carbon taxes. We're only going to let you have one child. We're going to bankrupt the coal plants. They're hijacking the medical system. Their own bill, CNN reports, will strip $42.1 billion a year out of Medicare and Medicaid alone. I mean, this is upside down. They're openly announcing world government, but for decades, all the yuppies were taught that doesn't exist. Only crazy people talk about it. So when they see it being announced on the news, they say, well, I better not talk about it or resist it because it's not supposed to exist and it's not polite in a polite conversation to bring it up. I better just lay here and take the banks, bankrupting the planet by design and bringing in world government. And then I have Bloomberg reporting here, arming Goldman with pistols against the public. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. But right now, that's right, the banks are arming against you. But right now, let's go to Leon in Australia. Leon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good day. I just have two quick points to make. First of all, the leader of the opposition, challenging the Prime Minister to a global warming debate. This has just come out in the last maybe 24 hours or so.
And, you know what? Let me stop you. Since you're calling from Australia, let me bring this up to you. Because for those that don't know, a whole bunch of members of your parliament have resigned. There's talk of the government collapsing. They tried to pass their Copenhagen national version because all the countries have to get their laws in line. That's what our government's trying to pass, this 2,000-page climate change behemoth that lets the feds take over every facet of our lives to mirror the international treaty. Last week, it was set to pass. It failed. The government's in deep trouble. Al Gore's canceling his speaking engagements because everybody's booing him. He doesn't want to be associated with ClimateGate and the fact that top UN scientists were caught engaging in fraud. Their internal documents admit the Earth is getting colder, not hotter. But give us a report from the land down under. Exactly what's happening, Leon. Go ahead.
Okay, sure thing. This emission trading scheme was about to be put through, but it failed for the second time, And there was a challenge for the leader of the opposition because most of the party was against the whole global warming fraud. And the leader, though, he was actually for it, but he got ousted. And the end of parliament has just begun. There was a 2-month break, and Tony Abbott, the leader of the opposition, he's, as I said, challenged the prime minister, and the prime minister has avoided it. And they want to have the debate before the parliament gets back to it. But it looks like the prime minister is losing support for the. For the global warming, for the pretty much the carbon tax and all that. So, yeah, and the leader of the opposition has put a anti-global warming skeptics in the front bench, so in the more powerful position. So it looks like at least, yeah, we're not going to see any carbon tax. But, I mean, yeah, who knows?
But here's the problem. In Australia, in the UK, in the US, everywhere, where the big central banks are in control. And I saw a speech with Gordon Brown on the Financial Times of London. He gave a speech just yesterday bragging that, oh, all the Commonwealth nations will get in line. Even if the parliaments don't pass it, we'll use the bureaucracy to implement it. Washington State's passed a law that your employer has to collect a tax from you if you drive a car to work. Schwarzenegger's banned TVs above 40 inches and put taxes on the rest of them. Didn't matter if he couldn't get the legislature to pass it. He just used a bureaucracy to criminally order it. And all over Texas wants to put a tracker box in all cars to tax you by the mile to reduce the carbon footprint. I know Australia's trying to pass that. So, yes, we've gone from 70-plus percent of people worldwide in different polls I've seen, above 60, sometimes above 70, but the majority believing man-made climate change, believing all the penguins are dying, believing all the polar bears can't swim, total lies. Now in every major poll, over 60% don't believe it. So the numbers are flipping, and so the worm is turning. Is that what you're reporting to us from Australia?
That's exactly it. And on YouTube, you can see it. The United Nations and Google have combined to run a poll about global warming. It looks like it's aimed at the youth. But if you just write maybe United Nations global warming poll or something like that, you'll be able to find it. But I'm not sure if they're doing it around. Well, yeah, the news article, it made it look like it was aimed for around the world, and you can check what parts of the world think about, you know, what other parts of the world think about global warming.
All right.
Australia.
Well, good to hear from you in Australia, my friend. Thank you so much for the call, Leon. Let me just talk about some of the strategy. And there's a lot of different strategies that have been used to brainwash people. 3 years ago, this is in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Judicial Watch sued. Bush wouldn't release the minutes of his meeting in Baylor with the heads of Mexico and Canada. Then they had the Banff Canada meeting a year later, and they wouldn't release those. Judicial Watch sued. Their four-year Freedom of Information Act was successful with the suit, and they got the internal documents. And we have copies of these in the film. We wrote articles about it at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And the first thing they said at the meeting was, A, we've got to keep this secret. B, we are creating global regions for the global government. C, we're going to use the threat of man-made climate change to set up the taxing system for the regional and global government components. So we know that this is their funding mechanism, but now it's not secret. As I said, Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, everybody's writing articles, giving speeches, admitting it. They've gone from lying about it to just throwing it in your face. They also talked in those SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, NAU, North American Union meetings, about having it be a fad, working with the media, working with CEOs of media. And they were there. Hundreds of private CEOs are at these meetings, part of the discussion, part of the voting. It's a corporate government. It's a corporate takeover. They understand organization control. They're taking over. They understand paying campaign contributions. I mean, special interests have taken over. That's all this is, and they're raping us. And they said, we got to get rock stars behind it. We got to get Miss America behind it. We've got to educate the kids, brainwash them in the schools. And what they did is they used Bush, who was unpopular, saying he was against man-made global warming because he's uncool, he's corny, he's dumb, he stutters. Oh, it must be trendy, it must be cool. Because Bush was wrong on the Patriot Act and wrong on the war and wrong on all these other issues. Oh, he must be wrong about man-made global warming. Then we had people at Bilderberg 2007, and they reported here that Bush was going to do a U-turn and say global warming was real. He did that. So most Europeans in polls, though it's changing, believe in global warming because it's the trendy thing. Dumb Americans don't believe it. Dumb Bush doesn't believe it. It's trendy. It's cool. It's hippie. It's radical. It means you care about the penguins. In fact, give me a close shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Here's the Copenhagen 15 Copenhagen. This is the website, and it shows penguins up here. And it implies that the penguins are all going to die and drown if the Antarctic melts. Well, most of the Antarctic is rock. Even if it melted, the different archaeologists have studied penguins. Penguins were once in tropical areas. They're actually in areas of Chile. Okay, the point is they're highly adaptable, but the ice isn't melting. Penguins are great swimmers. The ice actually gets smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. But they point satellite cameras at it in the summer and show it melting and don't tell you that in the winter it gets bigger again. Same thing with polar bears. Polar bears almost die during the winter, and they put on most of their weight in the summer, and they go out and swim. But the media says they can't swim. Go to Encyclopedia Britannica. Polar bears are the best land swimmers. I know I keep saying that. I just can't get over it.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coast roads I did ride.
Fall of the Republic is my latest film, my latest and greatest, 2 hours, 24 minutes long. Covers how the banks are setting up world government, their own documents, their own statements, how they engineered the climate tax to fully take control of society. Bureaucrats will be in your house every week, your children being brainwashed right now, turned against you. It's all in this film on DVD. And until Christmas, we got a deal going. When you order Fall of the Republic, you get a free T-shirt. We have a wide selection of free T-shirts at the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. You want to meet like-minded people? Wear an Infowars.com T-shirt around. You can also call toll-free. We got a bunch of other specials going right now, a bunch of deals where you can buy one film, get another film free. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order. You can ask them about different combos, different specials, 888-253-3139. Also, until Christmas, we do this every year. This will be our sixth year doing this. 5.5, almost 6 years we've been running PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv in the month of December. You can go sign up and get 5.5 months free. Watch the live radio show. See all my films in high quality. Read my book, Paul Watson's book. Special extras from the films just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I went to an amazing interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, who named his new hit album Endgame off of my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's going to be a huge interview for PrisonPlanet.tv members up next Wednesday. So many great reasons. Behind-the-scenes interviews with Jesse Ventura, so many others at PrisonPlanet.tv. Before I go back to your calls, a few of the other tricks that the climate dictators use. Look, if they can teach you you're bad and train you that all human activity is evil and a global government's going to run your life, regulate your life, and tax what you do, they have complete control. And they make it look trendy and they sell it like it's a great thing and they tell you every scientist believes it's real when the majority are on record saying it's a fraud. And they tell you that you've got to do it or the earth's going to die. And they've got so many different tricks they use to sell this. And their whole world government is built around this system, and it's now imploding. It's now falling apart. Let's go to Jim in California, then Joe, Chris, Rob, Noel, Larry, Kathy, Alex, and others. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
For taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to talk about the healthcare system takeover.
Yes.
This really bothers me. I've been in California. I got hurt 13 years ago, and I've been in the mini healthcare system of California, the workers' comp system. And I saw in the newspaper that Obama wanted to fashion the healthcare system akin to the California's workers' comp system. And I can tell you right now that they will do their best to kill you if you're seriously hurt or sick. That's just bottom line. And this whole thing is like a perfect storm brewing. And if they
our
are...
Our entire economy is being seized. I have scanned over and had guest after guest with the 2,070-plus page bill. It cuts everybody's health care. It raises everybody's taxes. The insurance companies wrote it, as Dennis Kucinich, the ultra-liberal, said, to rob everyone. This is a scam. I mean, again, for those that just joined us, CNN Today, Senate Republicans failed Saturday to eliminate $42.1 billion in cuts to Medicare, home health care services, and the health care bill. And that's a CNN whitewash. That's $42.1 billion a year. They want something like half a trillion in savings over the next 15 years just out of that. I mean, it is mind-blowing. Only a fake liberal could get away with this. Can you imagine if Republicans were trying to cut $42 billion a year just out of Medicare, sir? Can you imagine? And that's, look, Tom Daschle wrote the book. Bloomberg's reported on this, that the bill's based on saying above 60, you don't get eye surgeries. In Europe, they make you wait 18 months for brain surgery for brain tumors. There is rationing. It's eugenics. The same people that are running socialist health care write textbooks like Eco-Science, how you need to have your health care taken. Once they socialize health care, they teach all the yuppies and young people that, oh, your taxes are getting raised because of old people. We never had to ration care before. It's because government got involved that this is happening. I don't mean to be ranting here. It's just the oil companies write the cap and trade legislation, and the media says the oil companies don't want it. The insurance companies write the stinking bill to rob us, just like the banker bailout, the $700 billion, which turned into $23.7 trillion, again, according to Bloomberg and AP and Congress. And I have all those clips in my film from Congress admitting those numbers. They said, this is to unfreeze mortgages. And then the next day, October 4th, they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going. It isn't going for mortgages. It went all to the banks. It's robbery. We have a criminal, illegitimate, global government raping us. Wake up, you stupid idiots out there. I'm sorry. It's just too much. It's too much for me to sit there and watch these eugenicists literally planning to kill sick people and old people and then saying that the insurance companies are against the bill when they wrote the stinking thing. Anything that comes out of Washington or the UN is a robbery because crooks run it, period. What is it you can't get about it? It's like if you had a next door neighbor who you'd known for 10 years, who'd robbed you, who'd stolen from you, who'd lied to you. And now he's going to become the chief of police. You know it's going to get worse. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Look at Schwarzenegger saying San Francisco, which is 938 feet above sea level, is going to be completely underwater. It's complete bull. Then we pulled up the official NOAA levels and other levels. The water level has dropped in San Francisco. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. I can give some examples of how they've treated people in the workers' comp system here in California. Like you'll get approved to go have surgery, and then if you have a complication from that surgery, they may not treat it. Also, if you,
by the way, I'm going to stop you right there. I want them to pull this up. Google the case for killing granny. The cover of Newsweek a month and a half ago is the image of an old woman with her power plug pulled out of her respirator. And it says, we got to kill the old people. And then the week before that, they had an article with a Grim Reaper leading somebody away talking about how great it is people are committing suicide to get rid of their numbers. And then they teach kids ABC News with video games in Australia how to commit suicide. Because their carbon footprint went up. The case for killing granny. Yeah, that's the online article. Google the case for killing granny Newsweek cover. Add Newsweek cover to the search. And then people won't believe me they're teaching kids to commit suicide. ABC News Australia. Google after that. Google or startpage.com, whatever search engine you want to use, Yahoo, whatever. Google this. Because people, you gotta see this for yourself. They have TV shows and video games where it teaches them that little animals are dying because of your carbon footprint and that you should die at age 11, that your carbon credit runs out at age 11. I appreciate your call, Jim. I'm sorry I'm ranting. The case for killing granny, teaching kids to commit suicide, openly saying they want to kill old people, cutting Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, it's so liberal. You people are sickening morons. I told all you stupid communist liberals that in every case in history, big money takes all the cash and rapes you.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Stories. One of them, the case for killing Granny. Curbing excessive end-of-life care is good for America. I was a teenage death panelist. And then pull up the ABC News Australia, kids told when they should die, age 11, that you should kill yourself for your carbon footprint. Now, you found news.com.au, one of the big Australian newspapers, but that's not exactly what I was looking for. I wanted to show TV viewers, because we simulcast on the web at prisonplanet.tv, I wanted to show you actual screenshots from the video game and cartoon shown to all Australian school children where they show bloody cows and pigs being murdered with blood spewing out, literally little baby pigs having their heads cut off to traumatize the children. And they say, see, humans are bad. You must kill yourself. You cannot make this up. How am I supposed to sit here and calmly take this? How am I sitting here and have government textbooks by the White House science czar where they brag that they're already drugging our water supply? Now, you guys did a great job in that four-minute break finding all that. But call Watson back in England. He's one of our chief webmasters, great at finding stuff. I can't remember the exact search term. It's our article we wrote about it. In fact, kids told when to die, Infowars.com. Add that at the end, because we got screenshots before the Australian government pulled it of teaching the kids how to commit suicide. I want you to see the bloody animals 5-year-olds are shown. They are teaching 5-, 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds. Oh, it makes me sick. All UN curriculum. You cannot make this up. Do you understand Hitler got his all of his ideas from the U.S. and England? Do you understand this is serious? Okay, I'm getting angry. In the final segment, I'll cover this Bloomberg, arming Goldman with pistols against public. I'm going to cover that. But right now, let's blast through your calls as quickly as possible. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas.
Lex, I'm highly trained in science, and you actually hosted one of my articles called The Hoax of the Century back in April. I have 15 other articles. My action plan for the InfoWarriors is to find the 3 or 4 best climate articles that you can find and put them together in a package so that you've got bullet points and send them to all your friends, print them out, take them, discuss them with your neighbors, do everything we can to raise conscience on this level. This is the weakest flank of the socialist front.
Well, it's more than that. According to the head of the UN, head of the EU, Al Gore, they say the heart of world government control is the carbon tax grid. And for those that don't know, I just found the Infowars.com article. ABC website tells kids when they should die. And then we have the screenshots of the bloody dead animals saying that a human creates 24.6 tons of CO2 in their life. By age 11, you must kill yourself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Interesting. Anyhow, I've got my other 15 articles are hosted at Climate Realist, Climate Depot, and Canada Free Press. If you Google Ouija Board of Science, you'll pull up one of the articles. If, you know, I'm not endorsing strictly my articles. There's great articles. It's just I think I've done a good job of tying together.
You certainly have, but let me be clear. Let me be clear. This is not a bunch of tree-hugging, patchouli-wearing, sandal-wearing idiots. Low-level they are. High-level, these are hardcore control freaks that literally want a tyrannical world government in their own words. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, it stems from Svante Arrhenius back in Sweden, who was the hero of Hitler and the U.S. progressives.
And from Sir Thomas Malthus and from Galton. Exactly. It's good to talk to somebody that's done their research. The royals, 300 years ago, decided they wanted to wipe most of the population out to control people. And that's why they'd ship them to Australia and to America and everything else to get rid of us, because they couldn't kill everybody. And that's all this is. I mean, people, you cannot make this up. It's real. It's so much worse than the public even knows.
If you read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, we're reliving 1939 all over again.
William Shearer, absolutely. And Hitler was an environmentalist.
One of the most brilliant books ever written.
Hitler.
I reread it every decade just to remind myself.
That Pulitzer Prize winning book quotes another Pulitzer Prize winner. I forget the name of the book where Hitler was putting fluoride in the water. You cannot make this stuff up. Just, oh my gosh.
Funded by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Great job, Joe. Appreciate it. Send us all your articles. I remember the one you sent was excellent. Well-researched. We'll post them. Send them to writers at Infowars.com. Everybody's got to call into talk radio. Everybody's got to go to their city councils because the UN is in your local city. Those internal documents came out a week ago. They're brainwashing everybody. You've got to go counter these liars. You've got to get involved. You've got to call Congress and say, do not cut Medicare and Medicaid in this health care bill, which the Democrats are doing. I mean, can you believe that conservatives are having to say, don't kill old people? It says the case for killing Granny. They're the ones saying kill Granny. They're the ones. I mean, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. Okay, yes. I'm just fired up about this carbon footprint thing. All this propaganda, they backwards it. It says, oh, they're not going to die for it. It's actually going to make you live longer. No, it isn't. This is such propaganda. And they're all tied in with this green movement as well. And this is all about control. Land grab.
Has nothing to do with the environment. Take Austin and SOS, Save Our Springs, the mayors. They just stole tens of thousands of people's acres, didn't even pay them market value, then turned around and built condos all over them. It's all a scam. I've been to the smart growth conferences. It's all bankers and elitists laughing at you. It's all a sick joke. These are sickos.
Yeah, they are sickos, and absolutely right. This is why even Kentucky, that includes Walmart, these old farms that are being grabbed from families. They just leave them with nothing, and these corporate takeovers that are building all
when you have the entire Fortune 500 behind something like they are behind the carbon tax, you know it's bad. Thanks, Chris. Rob in Utah. Rob, thank you. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, my question was, I once watched the Fox News Channel, and on the news channel, one of the business guys was saying that dealing with this healthcare issue, you're seeing how they're going to, just like they did with the housing market with these subprime loans, they're going to do the same thing with the insurance companies. Okay, they're going to take these subprime insurance companies, chop them up in little bits, and then sell them to the insurance companies, and they're going to make money off the.
It's worse than that. The carbon tax was written by Ken Lay. All admittedly a new Ponzi scheme. Same thing with government health care. You're absolutely right. This gives immunity to the insurance companies and hospitals to start refusing care, literally like Soviet Russia giving you an aspirin for a heart attack, and it allows them to absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And they're just gonna, like I said, they're just going to chop them up and sell them. And dealing with this carbon tax footprint thing, it's all a bunch of sham because if you think about it, Go Green initiative that everyone keeps pushing. If you ever gone to a website and pay your bills, Go Green is eco bill thing. Go Green with paperless statements, and it's all a bunch of fraud.
Exactly. On one front, and I appreciate your call, Rob, they want you on the cashless society, where by law you can't even use paper, so they can track everything. But it more importantly allows the Fortune 100 through the UN. The UN admits they will direct things, just like the SPP, the North American Union meetings, were run by private corporations telling the government what to do. They get to decide what business you can have, where you're allowed to have a factory, how you're able to operate. All the insiders get waivers from their own regulations. Big money uses government to shut down their competition. Man, good point. Noel, Larry, Kathy, Alex, I'm going to take at least those four calls on the other side. Then I'm going to get into some financial news. What's Northcom all about? What's the U.S. military doing policing America? How's it tie in with Goldman Sachs arming themselves against the public? The globalists know they've committed crime. They know they've taken over the country. Now they've got to do a rear guard action to protect their looting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones, and this is the Info War. It's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong. Both parties are controlled by ultra-rich offshore elites. And I didn't even get to it. There's an Infowars.com article that links directly to the UN, where one of the heads of the UN is saying in speeches, we want a world government to reduce world population. We have hundreds of these. This is just a new one we found that was just put out last week by the UN. I was talking to my dad, you know, when he went to college, he was top of his class, and they tried to get him into a program for world government and future leaders, and they said it was all about eugenics. And he said, no, thank you. Then I was over at their house this weekend, and my dad was telling a story about somebody that he knew. He got invited to a party with a bunch of rich elitists, and some of these names you'd recognize here in Austin. And one of them was like, look at this book I wrote about how we should have a one-child policy in America. And he said that was all they talked about at dinner. I mean, this is just everywhere. This is the real world. The rich people are a bunch of spoiled, rotten control freaks that don't like the general public. And they want to make you poor so they can control you. And if they have their way, they want to kill you. You can't trust any of the vaccines, any of the stuff they're pushing. Now, on the banking end, 2 weeks ago, the House committee passed the bill to the full House. They have 311 votes, a supermajority. It's sure to pass. We don't know about the Senate, to audit the private Federal Reserve. And McClatchy Newspapers has now done a five-part series. They got internal Goldman Sachs documents. Goldman Sachs, the investment bank and brokerage firm, is the most powerful group out of the private shareholders of the private Federal Reserve. They've been chosen in the last 20 years as the management team. Before that, it was mainly J.P. Morgan, Chase, to be the Treasury Secretaries, to be the Fed Chairman, to be the head regulators. The insiders running the government, Clinton, Bush, Obama, a unified program, created the derivatives, robbed the public, knew it would destroy the economy. We have their internal documents. They know they've committed these crimes. They know they've stolen trillions. That's why Bloomberg, give me a close shot of this, please, with a document cam. Bloomberg, arming Goldman with pistols against the public. Alice Schroeder wrote this article. And it talks about how in New York City, now again, Goldman also is a big Democratic Party and one of the biggest supporters of gun control groups that want to disarm the public. So there they are in New York having to get a permit to protect themselves. I just wrote my first reference for a gun permit, said a friend, who told me of swearing to good character of a Goldman Sachs Group Inc. banker who applied to the local police for a permit to buy a pistol. The banker had told his friends of mine that senior Goldman people have loaded up on firearms and are now equipped to defend themselves if there is a populist uprising against the bank. Then it talks about the bank having security guards and machine guns. Again, they want your guns, but they want guns to protect themselves from the public because they're guilty. They know it's coming out that they've engineered a depression. They know the Federal Reserve is on the verge of being audited. They know they run the Federal Reserve. It's just the front, the holding company. And it just goes on here with how they're buying all these weapons against the public and how they reached a $27 billion first 9 months of last year that they got in bonuses alone. I mean, this is just incredible. So, again, they're acting like criminals who are scared because they are crooks. This is the head group. Let's jam in some final phone calls here. Noel in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you today?
Pretty fired up.
All right. You were talking earlier about weather modification. I was watching conspiracy theories with Jesse Ventura talking about HAARP, and then I went to startpage.com and found a report from the Air Force, August 1996, weather as a force manipulator, owning the weather in 2025, talking about working with NATO, the United Nations. One part in here on page 28 talks about our major advantage of using simulated weather is to achieve the desired effect that is unlike other approaches. It makes what are otherwise the results of deliberated actions to appear the consequences of natural weather phenomenon.
Now, let me break this down for those that don't know. China manipulates their weather. Russia manipulates. Venezuela manipulates. They admit it on their news. There was a Nobel Prize given in 92 for the chemtrail barium salt aluminum dioxide patent. Obama's White House science czar admits in speeches that going back since 1995, they have been spraying the atmosphere to stop global warming. But then scientists, before they ever admitted they were doing this, the meteorologist and others we interviewed said what they're doing will actually heat the Earth. So what they're doing is they're trying to raise sea levels to play God so they can terrorize the public. 1997 Army Times, April 28th. Issue interview with Secretary of Defense William Cohen. He admits they have weather weapons. Yes, this is absolutely real, but the general public is not aware of it. And chemtrails are real. They are manipulating the atmosphere. So they may engage in more weather terror to try to scare people into going along with all this. But because the sun cooled off the last 9 years, it gets hot and cold in its own cycle. Our cars have nothing to do with that, as you know, Noel. They're even having trouble heating things, even though they're trying. Go ahead.
They talk about, according to John Storrs Hall, scientist at Rutgers University down in Piscataway, New Jersey, according to research on neurological technology, production costs of these neon particles could cost at the same price per pound as potatoes. They also talk about a global weather network. Think about it. Maybe the Weather Channel, NBC, going to be with GE, now going to Comcast. It talks about war-fighting commander-in-chief. Our current president is one. He's also the Nobel Peace Prize, oxymoron. Again, folks, startpage.com, August 1996, weather as a force manipulator.
Good to hear from you, Noel. I know. I know. And the public just cannot understand. We have elitist scientists playing God, manipulating everything. The White House science czar, who wrote this textbook, Eco-Science, about a planetary regime to carry out our extermination and drugging of the water to sterilize us and give us cancer. And his first speech when he became White House science czar was to admit they are controlling our weather to a group of scientists. And they think we're so dumb, they admit it, but then deny it publicly. Let's go to Larry in Oklahoma. Larry, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've got four quick points. In 2000, 2001, Obama, along with Maurice Strong and some other investors, started the Chicago Climate Exchange.
Yes, your money will be paid directly to Al Gore and Obama and Maurice Strong. Sorry.
Yeah, and Fox News has a headline on that from the Wall Street Journal. The EPA is set to declare carbon dioxide a public danger.
Yes.
Okay, that's supposed to happen.
They make it illegal and then make you pay them. Enron came up with a plan with Al Gore in 95. I mean, you cannot make up a fraud this big. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Have you ever had a show with a man named John Coleman? Do you know who he is? You ought to get him on. He's a weatherman.
Yeah, from England.
The Weather Channel. He's a broadcaster.
Yes, he was the founder of the Weather Channel. He's suing Al Gore. We've been trying to get him on.
Yeah, we'll get him on. He's got a hell of a story to tell.
We're trying, Larry.
He's on a website. He's a weatherman now at KUSI News in San Diego, and he's got a long-page article talking about Al Gore in his early days. It's great. And the last point, call James Inhofe, 202-224-4721. He's my Oklahoma senator. Keep hammering on him to do something about this damn weather thing.
I appreciate your call. Look, Inhofe is trying to get an investigation, and Barbara Boxer won't let him have one. You need to call that piece of filth. We got time for Kathy in New Orleans. Kathy, you're on the air.
How are you? I really am excited about what happened a couple of weeks ago. I feel like God reached down and touched us, because before that, I really had no hope. My comment was exactly two callers ago. I was concerned about the chemtrails. I was wondering. I'm sorry, I'm very, very harsh right
they
now.
They admit they're mixing with jet fuel. The pilots don't even know. It's a perfect, just like they put fluoride in the water, and the public doesn't know, and it's deadly poison and gives you cancer.
It is.
Sterile. It's the same thing. They add the barium salts, aluminum dioxide to the fuel. It's dispersed. It's perfect cloud nuclei to form clouds. The Earth is 20% darker, according to NASA. They are literally blacking out the sun. I mean, I walked outside this weekend, and you couldn't see the sun from the chemtrails.
Right. Do you think that this is going to cause more attention to the chemtrails or the truth about
Well, what's incredible is they told us we were kooks a year ago for talking about it and 10 years ago talking about it, even though we have the government documents. Now the White House admits since the mid-90s they've been spraying us, and the aluminum dioxide also causes brain damage in all animals. I'm out of time, ma'am. Great points. Thank you. We're in a science fiction movie. It's the 21st century. There's a scientific dictatorship called the New World Order over us. They're manipulating the weather. They call it Google John P. Holdren geoengineering. You'll see video of him admitting they're spraying you with deadly chemicals.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.